A few years back, when we were transitioning to the new Roman Missal, or the old Roman Missal, there was a profession of faith that we used to say when the priest invited us to proclaim the mystery of our faith. And it went like this: Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Do you remember that? I couldn't help but think of that as I was praying about the scriptures this morning, especially in this season of Advent. That profession of faith, that real core of what we believe, is so relevant, I believe, in this season of Advent. Because that profession of faith speaks to three distinct realities. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. So it addresses the past, the present, and the future. Our past, our present, and our future. The reason why I find this kind of distinct is because I pray about what this season of Advent is supposed to mean for all of us. Part of the challenge about this season of Advent is there's sort of a hustle and bustle that kind of goes on in the midst of this season. There's a lot to do. There's a lot to accomplish. At the same time, there's a lot going on in terms of celebrating with family and friends. Even at work, people have holiday parties or Christmas parties and get-togethers. And there's a reason to sort of experience a joyfulness in the midst of one another. I think that part of what that mystery of faith is all about is acknowledging what our current present really is. And that is, Christ is risen. The reason I think this is so important is because when I was looking at the first reading and even the gospel, this idea of making mountains low and filling in valleys and clearing a path for the Lord kind of seems like hard work. And as I was thinking about that, I was kind of thinking about Advent and this season can sometimes feel like hard work. But St. Francis de Sales has some advice for us as it regards our prayer life. Francis de Sales suggests that when we pray, we should do so without worry and anxiety. And so as I prayed over that mystery of faith about our past, our present, and our future, I started to think about how the past has to inform our present and our future. You see, Christ did indeed die, but his purpose in dying was to conquer death. And so our present that we are living now is in the midst of our salvation. And we need not worry about that. The hard work is done. Jesus accomplished the hard work in his humanity. The path has been cleared for us. We have been given a smooth ride to salvation. And there's something very consoling about that. So I want to suggest to you that despite the fact that we wait again for Christ to return, there is reason for us to relax, to be calm, because the hard work has already been done by Jesus Christ in our salvation. In the letter of St. Peter, he's writing to his people because they were expecting Christ to come again. And what he is writing in that letter is really a message of calm and soothing, to help explain to them that God's ways are not our ways, and we can't fully understand and comprehend who God is. To God, 1,000 years is like a day, and a day is like 1,000 years. Our God is not constricted by time. But in this season of Advent, I want to challenge each and every one of us to think about how time might enslave us. The idea that Christ will come again is a reality, but it's a reality that we don't know when that will be. And so in the midst of our present, we have to be prepared for Christ to come. And our preparation for Christ to come needs to be an attentiveness to our sinfulness, but even more importantly, an attentiveness to the reality of our salvation. And so in this season of Advent, I invite all of us to just settle ourselves. Sit back, relax, and in joyful anticipation, await the coming of our Savior. There's no need to be afraid of that, unless, of course, we're not paying attention to our present. So as we come here, we celebrate an eternity at this altar. And our present in the midst of eternity is made through this Eucharist. So this morning, as we come forward to receive Christ in this Eucharist, let it be our prayer that He can settle into our hearts, that He can fill us with the joy of knowing that He will fulfill His promise of coming again and bringing us salvation. And let us be soothed by the reality that Christ chose to die for our sinfulness, and that the hard work is done. We just need to be attentive to our day-to-day reality, not with anxiety, but with a steadfast resolve to pay attention to Christ in our lives and the power that love brings to each one of us.